Come in. Finally. Did you stop somewhere else before coming to the office? The nurse informed me immediately of what transpired. I must say, I am very disappointed. Not only did you attempt to get out of your end-of-term presentation, but you actively attempted to assault our school nurse. I should inform the police, but the nurse saw that I was fit to administer a proper punishment. Sit. I said, sit. Good. Now, please enlighten me. How does a young man come to believe he can ask such abhorrent things of a member of my staff? A hand job. It is not only disappointing that you ask in general, but so close to graduation as well. Did you even consider that your future education could be jeopardized by something other than your brain? It's almost as if boys such as yourself believe they can successfully engage in relations with all manners of people, even superiors or authority, once they come of age. To think your mother would raise such a perverted boy. What did you think would happen? Your magical cock would get hard and suddenly charm our medical professional into taking care of it? I've never heard something more idiotic in my life. Someone licensed to save lives instead gets disrespected and assaulted by an ingrate. Let me be clear. While this potentially may not impact your permanent record today, this will not happen again. Once you leave this room, this kind of offense will result in something far worse than a slap on the wrist. It could result in a visit to the penitentiary. Do you understand? Say it, young man. If you don't understand, I'm sure I could have your mother come in to help explain to you why this is such a serious offense. Even a child understands why what you've done is extremely inappropriate. And yet, you still sit here, absolutely dumbfounded by the idea that doing something you saw in some ridiculous video didn't work out the way you'd hoped. Did you actually believe that content was plausible in reality? Now, young man, you are going to apologize. To me, and then, after, to our nurse just down the hall. They haven't gone through years of training and rigorous work to be disrespected and assaulted by little perverts such as yourself. Not going to apologize. Well then, perhaps you need to be convinced. I believe I have an idea for your punishment then. Get up. Now. Over here. Please, bend over onto my desk. Yes, I am quite serious. Your mother spoke of your upbringing, and knowing what she didn't do tells me all I need to know of why you wish to gallivant about like a child. And if you wish to act like a child, then you'll be treated like one. Bend over the desk, young man. I don't ask for anything twice. That's better. Now, isn't this a picture that a young man like you would fear? Bent over your principal's desk, being spanked like the immature boy you are. Too soft. Oh, I am far from finished with you. Oh, a yelp. You aren't laughing now, are you? Would you like your perverted friends to know about this? That your principal showed you exactly what you are? A little perverted deviant. Oh, is that a tear I see? Are you feeling more inclined to obey? Don't whimper. I'm not so terrible. I am, after all, alleviating the pressure of dealing with any other authorities. Perhaps a touch of gratitude is in order instead. Now, be a good boy and apologize for what you did. There we go. Much better. Come, stand up for me. Curious, in such pain and yet still hard, are you? I might think you enjoyed it. Do your friends know about this? Do they know you like being treated like a dirty little pervert? No, they don't. I didn't think so. Such is a life of toxic masculinity, young man. You shouldn't be so afraid. Perhaps you wish the nurse would have taught you a lesson themselves, but alas, the responsibility has fallen to me. I could just send you out, hoping that you don't enact this sort of event again and force you to pray down the halls with your cock practically trying to bust out of your pants. Or I could ensure your secret is safe with me. Well, why don't you stop lying out of every orifice you possess and tell me what you really want? Did you really deny an apology because you simply wish to rebel? Or did you have your punishment hunger more severe? Look at you strain. The more force I gave, the harder you became. Oh, I noticed. I was surprised at first, but one shouldn't be embarrassed about such things. But such a little apology isn't enough for what you've done. Apologize for lying to my staff. Apologize for your poor actions. And apologize to me for daring to defy even one of my requests. And thank me for keeping your punishment to this school. Thank me for what I just did to you. Good. Because if you want anything, you are going to ask nicely. And perhaps I will indulge you. If you follow my every instruction. That's right. You're going to be good for me. And if you are, then perhaps I'll give you what you hoped for. Now, be a good boy and remove your pants. Take them off. Just as I thought. With a cock this hard, you wouldn't be rid of it for quite a while. Isn't your class across school grounds? That would be quite a track displaying this thing to everyone. Your friends, your rivals, someone you had your eye on, perhaps. I bet this is what you'd want. You hope they would walk up and stroke. Whimper. Yes, that's what I want. Whimper for me. Ask me to continue. Tell me, young man, how long has it been? My, that is quite a time for someone your age. The need for release must be so agonizing. Let's see here. Hush now. I'm just gently wrapping my hand around your balls. Just above, making them perfectly tight, tugging just a little. Now, I want you to beg me to touch your cock. I said beg. Don't just ask. Beg. The longer you take, the more I squeeze tighter and tighter. Unless you're enjoying it. The more your balls slowly grow more and more tight beneath my hand. Beg. 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 I do enjoy hearing a perverted young man like this beg. I'll let them go. Gently.
The release feels good, doesn't it? If you want more, then ask nicely. Much better. I'll just squeeze them and release. It feels nice knowing your balls are mine. Literally. Now tell me they're mine.
That's what I like to hear. Maybe you deserve a little release now that you've learned how beneficial raw obedience can be. Don't moan too loud now. There are people working just outside. Be quiet, or else this ends. And like I said, you will parade across school grounds with a cock harder than you've ever known, nothing to do about it. That's right. I have no qualms with shoving you out this door just like this. Now hush. Simply whimper and bag with shy little whimpers like a good boy should. Just like that. Stand perfectly still. Look your principal in the eyes and know who owns you. Oh, I most certainly do. I hold your cock, your balls, your reputation, and your future in my beautiful hands. But you like that, don't you? Tell me how much you've wanted this. How when you faked sick earlier today, you hoped you'd get sent here to me. You hoped I'd punish you like this. Just like this. I do enjoy seeing a young man jump from the shock. Do you want another? Of course you do. Ask nicely. That's better. Don't worry, I won't stop stroking. The more you obey, the more I give. Now, since you're so willfully obedient, I think I'll give you a little help. A principal must be prepared for all situations, young man. This is what you wanted, isn't it? I know you did. After a proper punishment, it is important to show someone they deserve something for their submission and being very obedient. Your cock is throbbing quite a bit now. Are you getting close already? Good. The faster this is over with, the faster I can return to my work. You aren't the only student I must deal with today, you know. Oh, your squirming and whimpering does grant you leeway. But still, I need you to come. Once you do, you won't be bothering anyone in our schools, because they won't measure up to this. They won't give you the punishment you hope for. They won't respect your needs like this, will they? No, they won't. They wouldn't respect your wishes to keep this private. Only I will. And I know what you need. You need to be treated like the little perverted delinquent you are. Shivering, are we? Good, that means you're close. Let me know when you're about to come. I'll squeeze your balls just like this to make sure you hold on long enough. No, I won't stroke you faster. I need to make sure you only come when I deem it necessary. Slowly up and down. Slick and wet. I want to feel your body quiver with how badly you want to finish. Just get a bit closer. Closer to that edge. Closer to that cliff I know you wish to leap from. Just a bit longer. Not yet. Just feel my hands slowly moving along your cock. Are you ready to come?
Yeah.
And then beg. Beg me more than you ever have before. I want to hear the desperation in your voice. I want to hear the shudders in your breath. I want to feel your skin crawl with that need for sweet, perfect release. Keep going. How badly do you want to come? What are you willing to do for me? Tell me. Tell me you'd do anything for me. Oh, good boy. I'm going to count down from 5. When I reach 1, I'm going to tell you to come. When I say come, and only when I say come, you can finally let everything out. Do you understand? Good. Now let us proceed. 5. That's a moan lately. Feel your body beg for me. 4. Get ready now. I don't want to be kept waiting when it's time. 3. Beg for it. Let me hear you beg so nicely for your principal. 2. You're almost there. Are you ready? Oh, I'm sure you are. Tell me how bad you want it. That's right. Know who owns you. And 1.